Breathe deeply, and as you exhale, feel the tensions of the day seep away from you. Breathe in again. Breathe out. Flutter your eyes open briefly and fix a memory of this place. Then close your eyes and allow yourself to relax. Relax into a state of awareness without care and distraction. You see forming around you a gray mist. The mist sparkles as if raindrops have caught bits of sunlight. As the mists clear, you find yourself in nothing. You are nothing. Nothing within nothingness, unformed, unknowing, unbeing. Nothing. After a timeless time, out of the nothingness, you become one. You are the point source without dimension, and brilliant beyond imagining. You encompass all that came before, and all that ever shall be, the eternal instant of creation, the Alpha and the Omega, in one. Your name is Keter, and you are the crown. From one proceeds two. Your dimensionless point becomes an infinite line. Brilliance recedes to the palest gray, nearly indistinguishable from white. You are the embodiment of force, the endless outward movement, the urge behind every act of creation. You flow without limit and are called Chachma, or wisdom. Two becomes three, the triangle, the simplest plane figure. You are Bina, understanding, and are called the Sorrowful Mother. Your endless blackness absorbs the force of Chachma and turns it into form. You weep for your children who will never be born, but yours is the power and the duty to choose. To choose what is to be and what is not to be. It is from Bina that Saturn derives its limiting nature. Three evolves to four, and the idea of solid form comes into being. You are Chesed, known as mercy. You flow forth with the bounty of the cornucopia, combining Bina's forms into all possibilities. Your color is the purest blue. You are the abundant father, the force behind the enormous energies of Jupiter. Four floods into five. Geburah, the sphere of severity, wields the sword of discrimination. With this sword, you must further divide the created from the uncreated. In your red world, mirrored in the planetary forces of Mars, naught shall pass that fail your test. That which shall not be returns to the abyss. Five flashes into six. The brilliant yellow of the sun shines forth from the beauty that is Tiferet. From within this radiance, you imbue each created thing with love, the force that binds the universe. Your power is drawn from the one that lies above you, filtered and attenuated, so that those who look toward your light are not shattered, but warmed and uplifted. 6 radiates to 7. The lust for life that is Venus is found in the green sphere of Netzach, known as Victory. Here, the light of the sun is shattered into the colors of the rainbow, and the vital diversity of life begins. Your rhythms and melodies sing the world into existence, turning infinite love into infinite desire. The desire to be. 7 flows into 8. Within the orange sphere of Hod, called Glory, is the keen intelligence of Mercury. Here the laws that undergird the universe are applied to all created things. Like the conductor of a great orchestra, you direct the energies of the wild and lusty Netzach into channels of order and balance. Your principles organize all things from the vast reaches of space to the most basic building blocks of matter. As above, so below. 8 proceeds into 9. The sphere of the moon, who reflects the beauty of the sun, is named Yesod, and it is the foundation of reality. Robed in splendid purple, you assemble from all the forces and vibrations above you, everything that can be imagined and dreamt of in the world of matter. Every illusion and every real thing arises from your sparkling mists, requiring only a push to bring it into the world. Down the final path now. The world dancer carries you from 9 into 10. At last, your journey ends in Malkut, the kingdom. This is the plane of the earth and contains everything we know. Birth, death, joy, and sorrow are the province of the sphere of the earth. All of the forces of creation culminate here, and you, in this time and place, are the child of those forces. But your mind has the ability to touch the mysteries, to reach beyond the surface of things, and grasp the essence of creation. Will you take this challenge? Once more, the mists rise around you. Gradually, they begin to fade, and you find you are once again in this time and in this place. Draw a deep breath, and as you exhale, you find you are more and more here. Feel your arms and legs, your fingers and toes. When you are ready, open your eyes.